Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hi there, I'm Mark Griffiths, one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by Heather Beatty, who is a corporate claims trainer at FCCI Insurance Group. Heather, for 19 years now at New Leaf Training and Development, we've focused on our core purpose of helping people and organisations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. What are your recommended best practices to help people and organisations be their best? But please do start by telling us a little bit more about you and who you serve.
Sure. Hi, Mark. Thank you for having me. So my name is Heather Beatty, and I am the corporate claims trainer at FCCI. For those of you that do not know, FCCI is a commercial insurance company located in Florida. In this role, I act as a liaison between our claim department and our learning and development department. We assess learning needs, and I also assist in the design and development and implementation of our solutions. In addition, I also work with our Emerging Leaders Program, new trainees, and our apprentice program by creating and facilitating in person or virtually. In my experience as a learning leader, three skills come to mind when discussing managing yourself, others, and growing your business. Those are communication, empathy, and giving feedback. Communication is fundamental. We do it every day, yet most people do not do it effectively. Effective communication involves listening to understand others rather than just listening to reply. It is not interrupting with your own thoughts. It's giving your full attention and being present, and then responding with the appropriate verbal and nonverbal language. It's being non-judgmental and not assuming what the other person is saying. It's asking those clarifying questions, being curious, respectful, and in the moment. Next is empathy. Empathy involves knowing yourself and managing your own emotions so you are able to put yourself in another person's shoes to feel what they are feeling. This is especially important when your staff is dealing with a challenging or difficult situation. Typically, people try to relate to others using their own experience, or maybe they try to one-up with their own traumatic event. Maybe we even try to put a silver lining around what they're going through. Being aware of this helps you manage your own emotions so you can be with the feelings and emotions of another. This is really going to build trust and expand your relationships with your staff. Lastly, giving feedback. In order for anyone to grow, they need feedback. Feedback comes in two forms, constructive feedback and recognition. Both are needed to grow people and your business. If someone is doing a great job, the way to keep that behavior going is to recognize that behavior. This can be done privately, publicly. Recognition can come in many forms, an email, a thank you note, a treat, or even a bonus. What is extremely important, though, is when you give recognition immediately. Don't wait for your performance review. Don't wait for your quarterly meeting. It is more impactful to sustain behavior if you recognize that behavior when or right after it takes place. Then we have constructive feedback. Everybody understands what constructive feedback is, but to be impactful, that feedback should also occur when the behavior is seen. Changing behavior is not an easy task, and waiting till your next one-on-one or next performance review meeting only allows that behavior to continue. With recognition and constructive feedback, I also recommend being specific about the behavior you noticed. Discuss the impact and your next action items. This could sound like, I received an email from the insured on a claim number saying that you went above and beyond listening to understand their injury and addressing their concerns to settle a claim. This is impactful to us because it shows that we as a company care about our customer concerns. Please keep that up. Rather than, I heard you provided great customer service. Nice job. Same with constructive feedback. This sounds like, A call log showed you missed 25 calls last week, and I noticed you were on the personal cell phone a lot. This resulted in a poor customer service review online. Please let me know if you need to take a personal call so I can assign a backup, or please next week also reduce the number of missed calls by 50% compared to you missed a lot of calls last month. You need to work on your customer service. Notice the difference? So, overall, communication, empathy, and giving that specific behavioral feedback with the impact and next action items are my recommendations for best practices when managing others, yourself, and growing your business.
Wow, Heather, thank you so much. And on behalf of everyone who watches these, those insights on allowing organizations and people to be their best really were so impactful. So thank you so much for the time you've invested in recording this session. Before we sign off, though, just a quick reminder to our subscribers to keep an eye on our events page at the website for the professional development opportunities we offer on a regular basis. And do have a wonderful rest of the day.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.